having this advantage.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And you look through Kalyuk Manis's season, and it's a Minnesota team that just has not put it in his hands very much to extend, you know, to stretch the field much. I mean, he hasn't thrown for more than 200 yards in a game yet this year. And so, and obviously, I think that speaks to the fact that they're going to come into this game and they're going to try to, especially with that big hole of Johnny Newton not being in the middle of your defense there. I think they're going to try to run the ball early. They're going to run the ball often. If Illinois can hold up against the run, force Minnesota into some third and mediums, third and longs, make Kalyuk Manis have to make plays, I'm not too concerned about that. I trust, like you said, I mean, I know Illinois' success rate on those third and longs hasn't been very good either. They haven't, you know, they've struggled. Some of their weapons have struggled to get separation, and they've had some struggles on third down offensively. But you get into those passing situations, I trust Illinois and their passing attack more than I trust Kalyuk Manis in Minnesota in those spots. And I think that that's really what it's going to come down to here, is I think both these teams should be able to run the ball somewhat effectively, especially if Reggie Love's back in the picture for Illinois. Caden Fagan's really built some momentum here the last couple weeks. Illinois should be able to have some success on the ground. We know Minnesota's going to try to. I think without Johnny Newton, especially early, they'll probably find some success. But it's going to come down to which quarterback makes more plays in this game to me. I think that's going to be the key. And we've seen Luke Altmyer, especially not even with his arm, with his legs, extending plays, creating plays. Like, that's been the most encouraging thing I've seen the last couple weeks from Luke. And they might need that in this game as well. And I just think overall Luke's playmaking ability, I think, so far has showcased more than Kalyuk Manis's has. I'm not going to pretend I've watched Kalyuk Manis every game, but, you know, a surface-level dive into what these two have done this year, I do think Luke has the edge there, and I trust Luke to make that one extra play that maybe wins Illinois this game.
Kyle, you will watch every Northwestern basketball game, but you will not watch every throw that Ethan Kalyuk Manis attempts during a season. I respect that. I respect